David's Daily Digital Dollop. Dollop 79. Time warping, mind reading, and more pissing dog ladies. Good news for all you fans of the pissing dog lady from Dollop 73. She is back. I could have said she is bark and got a joke into the opening sentence, but this is not that kind of blog. We are much more sophisticated on David's Daily Digital Dollop. We have high standards, as regular readers and listeners will be able to attest. The pissing dog lady is back, not bark. Although if you are the kind of person who finds the replacement of the word back with bark funny, then I've technically said it now a couple of times, in fact, so feel free to laugh, but I'm warning you that you probably won't have the faculties to appreciate this dollop fully, understanding all of its many clever nuances and complex intricacies. But you're welcome to stay and give it a try. So, the pissing dog lady I wrote about in Dollop 73 is back. We saw her mentioned on the Blue Mountains Festival programme. In fact, she got a bigger write-up than we did, which I'm obviously absolutely fine with. After all, she is a pissing dog lady, and we are just a folk group, and not even an Irish one. Perhaps I'll get the opportunity to interview her for the dollop and put some of the points raised in the blog to her. Unfortunately, by the time you're reading this, or you're just listening to this, the interview, if it happens, would already have taken place. Otherwise, I would of course have invited questions from you all. Perhaps I will take her contact details and put your questions to her at a later date, although I really don't want to hound her. Ah, I get it. Hound, as in dog, because he's talking about a dog. So the word hound takes on two meanings. My goodness, I can't believe I didn't know about this blog and this man before. I don't know how he thinks of it. He could have said bugging instead of hound, and it would have essentially meant the same thing, except it wouldn't be a joke, because the word bugging has nothing to do with a dog. If he'd have been talking about a giant pissing insect lady, then bugging would have been a perfect word to have used. And again, hilarity would ensue. But David would know to do that, because he's a comedy genius. Sorry, now and again that happens, and I start somehow tapping into the thoughts of a reader. Or maybe it's a thought of a listener, I don't know. I mean, was that you thinking that while you were listening to this, or are you a reader? I don't know how it works. We really need to investigate this further. Even though the blog hasn't actually been written or recorded yet, meaning that I'm imagining the thoughts before they have happened, we're still trying to work out what all this means, whether I am God, or whether this dollop has somehow been parked on a less solid and more malleable part of the internet that causes time and space to bend around it in unusual ways. I'm trying to get scientists to research this anomaly, but they're not biting. Ha ha! Biting! Like a dog! A dog bites! Hang on, is he? But he's not talking about a dog. He's talking about science. I'm confused. Was that a joke or not? Oh, well, never mind. It was funny anyway. That's probably one of the clever intricacies that he was talking about before, that I'm not meant to be intelligent enough to understand, except I have understood. It's funny, and it's clever. In fact, I'm finding this so hilarious that I'm not even freaked out about the fact that he's reading my mind. Oh, shit. Actually, that is a bit scary. Sorry, it's clearly a very bendy day for the time-space continuum. I hope it's not causing too much confusion. Anyway, I'm trying to get scientific research done on this blog in order to work out what is going on. After all, we have had mind reading, examples of time warping, and even the presence of a poltergeist. But still, in spite of all of this evidence, they're not biting. Apart from a neuroscientist and doctor who did write back and claimed that I am merely a deranged man who is just making all of this stuff up. But this is obviously nonsense, and it is clearly just a weak get-out from someone who isn't intelligent enough to do the actual research. So, here's a challenge to any scientists who are listening to this, who think that they have what it takes to research this subject properly. As a reward for your efforts, I'll put you to the front of the queue to ask a question to the pissing dog lady, and you can't say fairer than that, can you? Ha ha! Fairer! As in fur, like a dog has. It doesn't really have fur, does it? It's hair. Is that a joke? Or maybe that's one of the really clever, complex intricacies. And I'm one of the few people to get it, because I'm clearly intelligent. Oh, it's really clever, and it's funny, and it's... Oh, shut up, you insufferable buffoon. Get out of my head.